Welcome to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam of the Loyalty House International, a denomination originating from United Denomination of Lighthouse Group of Churches, UDOLGC. Called of God, he ministers under the anointing of his father, Bishop Dagiwood Mills. Bishop Sam is the resident pastor of the Abbey Branch in Dawenia, off the Dawenia-Afienia Link Road. He oversees many churches both in Ghana and abroad. May the power of God be activated in your life today as you listen to Active Word.
Jesus, and it shall accomplish that which the Lord pleases. Amen. Did you come here with a need? Did you come here with a need for the word of God? And I want to tell you that the word that will be spoken will accomplish that which what it was sent to do. Say amen. It is time for your testimony. And this morning, the testimonies I'm going to read will tell you how the spoken word of God went on a mission to heal people and give them testimonies. In fact, one of the testimonies, the person believed God as a testimony was shared in church, and she also received her testimony, isn't it? Are you ready? Then shout amen. This is testimony of healing from depression, chest pain, and heaviness. Someone say, "Ee." It goes like this. I want to share something I experienced one Sunday morning as I came to church. So the person came to church just as we are here, isn't it? When I woke up that Sunday morning, I felt really down, having pain in my chest and heaviness in my spirit. How many of us have felt this way before? I felt that way because I had been believing God for a miracle that had delayed for 10 years. And a few times I questioned myself whether it was going to happen, though I knew that nothing is impossible with God. That day, I almost didn't want to come to church. How many of us can identify with that? Hey! That day, I almost didn't want to come to church because of the way I was feeling. But I changed my mind. So when you don't feel like coming to church, you do what? Change your mind. I changed my mind and prepared for church. On my way to church, I realized I was finding it very difficult to breathe. When I got to church, I asked someone to bring down my zip a little bit. Someone say, "Ee." Initially, I thought what was happening to me was normal, until Bishop took the microphone and started saying that there was nothing impossible for God to do. He also said, "You have been believing God for a miracle that had taken some time, but I want to tell you that it will happen in the name of Jesus." It was as if Bishop knew exactly what I was going through. He raised a song, and while we were singing, I fell under the power of God. And upon waking up, I realized I was free from the pain I was feeling in my chest. Hey! I realized I was free from the pain I was feeling in my chest. The heaviness was gone, and I could breathe properly. Hallelujah. I also somehow believed that I had received the miracle I was believing God for. I want to thank God Almighty for the miracle He has done in my life. And also want to thank our Pastor Bishop Sam for availing himself. Oh, church, put your hands together. She said she could not breathe. And if you have done science like me, an art student who has done arts, economics, and science, you will know that if you cannot breathe, then it means you are on your way to where? Somewhere. Hallelujah. By the grace of God, she came to church. She believed in the words that came out of the mouth of the prophet. She fell under the power. She woke up and she could breathe properly, and the heaviness was gone. I am grateful to God for such a wonderful miracle. If I hadn't been in church that day, I wouldn't have known what would have happened to me. God bless you, Bishop Sam. Church, let's appreciate God. Hey! God knows the very need that you came here with. And I want to assure you that you are not living here the same as you came, in the name of Jesus. Someone say another testimony. This is testimony of healing from an issue of blood. Oh, church, let's put our hands together for God. Amen. It says, I want to testify of how God miraculously healed me of an issue of blood. I underwent a medical procedure, after which I went for a preventive medication. Someone say, "Ie." I spent some time to read about this medication and also ask questions about it. So I was sure of what I was going in for. It is good to read, isn't it? When you go to the hospital and they prescribe something, man can say, "Oh, doctor say for back home and upper back." Spend some time to read about it. Isn't it powerful? So she says, I spent some time to read about this medication and also ask questions. So I was very sure of what I was going in for. However, someone say, however, soon after the medication, I began to experience a side effect contrary to my expectations. Someone say, yeah. And that side effect was what? Unusual bleeding. Someone say, mercy. Initially, I thought it was something normal that was going to last a few days, so I didn't bother. I actually thought it was my normal menstrual flow, so I expected it to stop within 5 to 7 days. But no, this was something else. The bleeding went past 1 week, into 2 weeks, and then 3, 4, 5, and 6 weeks. Someone say, mercy. While this was happening, I went back to my doctor who gave me medication that was supposed to stop the bleeding. But the bleeding wouldn't stop. I went back again and he did a pelvic scan and gave me another medication. Someone say, another medication. That one too could not stop the bleeding. Hey! I went yet again. And then he did a scan again and gave me yet another medication, and the bleeding wouldn't stop. In fact, the blood flow rather increased as the days and the weeks went by. This one is the proper woman with the issue of blood in the Bible. My doctor became worried because he expected all the medication he had given me to stop the blood flow. So he didn't understand why I was not responding to the various medications. He then suggested a procedure which I refused. Mercy. At this point, I was getting very worried because I was bleeding every single day with no break at all. I was particularly worried because it was very uncomfortable, and also because I have a history of being anemic. So the last thing I needed was this blood flow. If you are anemic, it means that you have what, low blood, isn't it? Yeah, this art student is very good. Beginning of July, Bishop led us to take communion, and I believed God for my healing. I then remembered, someone say, I then remembered a testimony Lady Pastor Claudia shared in church beginning of this year, where a woman with a similar issue of blood testified of how she was healed as she used the mantle Bishop Sam gave us beginning of this year. Have you seen what the testimony is doing? I told myself that if God was able to heal this woman through his servant Bishop Sam, then he can heal me of my issue of blood to church. Put your hands together. Hallelujah. So you may have a condition. As you sit there, tell yourself that as this testimony is being read, I am believing God for my own testimony to say amen. Okay. So the lady says, I sent Bishop a message to inform him of my condition. And he just said, you are okay. That was it. He just said, you are okay. I responded, I believe and receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. I believed so much that God was going to heal me. And that testimony kept coming back to me. I believe God was giving me a testimony too. Hallelujah. I went back to another doctor who said the same thing, who also wanted to take me through the same procedure, and I ran away. At that point, I knew it was going to take a miracle to solve my issue. To the glory of God, a few days after Bishop's prayers and using the mantle and also believing God for the miracle that happened to the woman to happen to me too, the bleeding stopped completely. Hey! Oh, you cannot be saved. said, you are okay. Hallelujah. He just said, you are okay. And the lady believed. Hallelujah. She believed. Remember that in the Bible, someone bled for 12 years. So it is not ordinary that bleeding will stop. Hallelujah. So for the bleeding to stop, it is a major miracle. Hallelujah. The bleeding stopped completely. And she says, I am still in shock because I didn't think it was going to happen that fast. I say, what God is going to do, it will shock you. If you believe it, say amen. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for miraculously healing me of this issue of blood. And I also want to thank our pastor, Bishop Sam, for allowing God to use him to heal me. He just said, you are okay. And by the grace of God, I am really okay. I want to encourage us not to take the testimonies that are shared in church for granted. Whatever testimonies are shared, as you believe God, it will practically happen to you. Church, let's put our hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. So as you have come, the word of God is coming. It is coming to accomplish a purpose. Believe with your heart. Hallelujah. Open your faith net and catch the word, and it will give you a testimony. God bless you.
Yesterday you were a baby, but so soon you were growing too. And before you know it, you've become a lady or a man with children too. Then your health and strength begin to fail you, and you say, now what shall I do? Because the days and years you may have wasted may be memories haunting you. So you see, my brother, the life is so short. It passes so quickly and soon it's gone. You just have one life to live on earth. So remember your creator while you have breath. So you see, my brother, the life is so short. It passes so quickly and soon it's gone. You just have one life to live on earth. So remember your creator while you have breath. With a loved one and say, see you tomorrow. Tomorrow comes, but he may be gone. They tell you your friend has left you in sorrow, and your world comes crashing down. Life is just like a little flower. Today is here, tomorrow is gone. So don't just chase up. So you see, my brother, the life is so short. It passes so quickly and soon it's gone. You just have one life to live on earth. So remember your creator while you have breath. So you see, my sister, the life is so short. It passes so quickly and soon it's gone. You just have one life to live on earth. So remember your creator while you have breath. see my brother, the life is so short. It passes so quickly and soon it's gone. You just have one life to live on earth. So remember your creator while you have breath. So you see my friend, the life is so short. It passes so quickly and soon it's gone. You just have one life to live on earth. So remember your creator while you have breath. Remember your creator while you have breath. Life is so short. Life is too short. Remember your creator while you have breath.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Remember your creator whilst you have breath. Life is so short. Hallelujah. Today we give you praise. We give you glory. We worship you, Lord. What a wonderful Jesus we serve. What a wonderful family we have. What a beautiful atmosphere we have this morning or today. We give you praise. We give you glory. Father, this is no ordinary gathering. This is a spiritual gathering. This is a gathering that your presence is here, which makes all the difference. And I pray that none who came with any problem will go back the same. None who came with any questions in the mind or what for answers and for solutions will live the same. I pray that no difficult situation will remain the same. Because of your presence. Because of your presence. Because of your presence. Bless your children. Heal your children. Open doors for them. Give them jobs. Give them children. Give them marriages. In the name of Jesus. Give them good bank accounts. In the name of Jesus, give them wisdom. Deliver them from evil. Bless them. Let them be called blessed people. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Wow, are you happy to be in church this morning? I'm also so happy to be in church. And now I've titled my message for today, chapter 16 of our book, Why or How You Can Preach Salvation. Chapter 16 of our book, Why You Must Preach Salvation. How many of you know that? How many of you have been reading the book? Very, very, very powerful book. And what this book is doing is that it's giving you, if you like, showing you how to witness to any kind of person you meet. How to witness to any kind of person, because there are people who, when you go and say, maybe for God so loved the world, they will not be saved. But there will be a story in this book, a chapter in this book. So what we are doing is that we are teaching ourselves and we are learning how to be soul winners. And you and I know that when you are a soul winner, you are also pleasing to God. You make God happy. And God also blesses you. Everything that you need is in soul winning. Because the Bible says that seek ye first the kingdom of God. And the first of it all is the souls. So anytime you are winning souls, you are pleasing God. And so this book is the greatest book of prosperity you can ever have.
It is book ye ema ahunyapa na una unim.
Greatest book of breakthrough you can ever have.
Ema sika ema.
This book is more than a book titled Five Steps to Your Breakthrough.
We as some book crossing book be ebeka safa ahunya na sika.
It's more than the book titled 22 Keys to Your Financial Prosperity.
As some book crossing sika book be a obehu bia.
So let's all read it. Let's know how to witness to somebody. And God is going to bless us. Amen. So chapter 16 of the book, How You Can Preach Salvation, is why your soul is important. Why your soul is important. And I want us to read Mark chapter 8, verse 36. Mark 8, 36. Oh, okay, nothing is working on the screen. What shall it profit a man? What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? What shall it profit a woman if she shall gain the whole world and loses her soul? So number one, your soul is important because it is the inner man. Your soul is important because it's the inner man, the real man, who will live forever when the flesh is dead. Jesus described how the soul of a rich man suffered in hell while the soul of a poor man was in heaven.
Jesus Christ kasafa skeni bia owuya okobrewo abunsem jem.
Your soul is the inner man.
Okra ene nipa oshewu.
In the story in Luke chapter 16:19-26.
We can Luke 16:19-26 now.
About the rich man and Lazarus.
Kasafa skeni bi hu na Lazarus.
Jesus told us the story to show to us.
Yesu ka asem we ka chere se
what he witnessed when he was in heaven.
No, but see, who idea who he emran or was right in me.
What Jesus told us, something he saw.
Was he a baby or who he?
Jesus was in heaven and he became man.
Now or was right in me or bad? I see so be a nipa.
And heaven is very beautiful.
Now or was right in me the wife a pan.
But he had to become man to tell us something.
Now so be a nipa. So wait, me I can be a
child. Whilst he was here, he told us some of the things, some secrets, mysteries. And one of the things he told us when he was in heaven and he saw was the story of the rich man and Lazarus. In that story, two people died. When they died, we have come to see from the story that they didn't die. That story confirms, that parable, you see, confirms what happens when we die. And also confirms who we are. The real us. You see, as you are sitting here,
what you saying?
The real you, Rita, is your spirit. What you have here is your body. What you have here is your body. Your real you. Jennifer, it's your spirit. Do you think that me and my house, I am only my house as long, and my house is important as long as I'm there. And the Bible makes us to see that our body is housing our spirit. It's the tabernacle of the spirit. So your body is not you. Just as your house is not you. Just as sometimes we paint our houses, we change the furniture, everything. That's just how you brush your teeth. You do lipstick.
Yeah, lipstick.
And shave and all those things. You are just decorating the house. What is important is your spirit. And what is going to happen is that one day, this body is not mortal. It's not immortal.
That's right.
This body is nyehoda. This body one day will finish. And we are finishing. We are finishing. In 50 years' time, almost everybody at the front here.
Plus 50.
Plus 50 of who you are. Almost, I said almost, I didn't say all. I said almost. Everyone here would have finished. And those of you who want to, who say that you want, may you live
103.7.
We shall see who you'll be doing WhatsApp with. You see who your classmate will be and who your talking mate will be. But all of us will go. That means your spirit, your body will finish. And the body is such a way that it finishes. God has said from the one. People used to live around 1,000 years and the rest. Methuselah was almost 900 and something years, almost 1,000 years, Methuselah. It was when sin came into the world that it reduced our destiny. We mean that pleasures of sin have, it's like when you have, you eat too much sugar, or you eat too much salt, or too much fat, it makes you die early as a normal distance. Pleasures of sin are like sugar and margarine and things to life. That is why when sin and things started coming, we started dying early. Do you get it?
And those
who eat a lot of these things, they die early. They develop all sorts of sicknesses and diseases. I'm an art student, so I'm just saying the ones you can understand. Hypertension and all those kind of things, you see. So your body is
functional.
But do you know that many of us, we concentrate on our body. And what is important, rather, we don't concentrate
on it.
But when you die, your body is dead. But you are alive. Your hair will go away. Your face, nice face. I remember when, and some things take a long time before they decay, like the hair.
The hair.
Fingernails. I remember when I went to exhume my mother's body. They said they were going to make a road where she was buried. So they asked us to go and exhume the body. So I went there.
Baby, and they exhumed
the body. It was waterlogged, so you could see her in water. And she had died for almost 17 years or
no, many years.
So she had decayed, I mean, whatever. But I saw her hair.
I saw her
hair. And surprisingly, I saw the wedding as a wedding gown. The gown she wore, it wasn't sport. The shroud, I saw it. But I saw the hair. I said, wow, but everything was gone. What made me recognize she was my mother was the denture, the dental formula. How do you say that? Denture. I realized because she has some nice ones like the way I have. So I saw it. But the hair was there. That has even made me recently, I've been trying to think about this, that one day, maybe 400 years to come, if somebody comes to Ghana to excavate and they want to see the people who lived in that country, they can easily think that Brazilians were living in Ghana.
I can't feel the chino.
Or Indians were living in Ghana. Because when they do that, they do DNA to know the sort of who were there. And all the women here, their head at their car is a Brazilian. Either
Brazil for the India for the
Peruvian hair. So they said, 400 years ago, this country was inhabited by some people of Brazilian origin. Unless they see the men, that's the only way they will see that we were Africans who were living here. Because
right.
Brazilian hair, the DNA of Brazilian hair, you know, the DNA of Ghanaian hair. Yeah, it's true.
Brazil for me, it is a Ghana for
me. Your fingernails. They may think that dinosaurs were living in our dinosaurs and this and this is many years ago the people lived in Ghana. They are
more crying.
Your Yeah, they were like dinosaurs. Because the finger and this are all not for you. They are for other people. So when you make it in your will that when you die, they shouldn't put any artificial hair on you.
Maybe true.
They should put natural, your natural hair. So they can see that you were a Ghanaian when you died. You get it? But everything was gone. Only her bones.
Let me be asked. Now come on paper.
Look, you will go. This is your face that makes you feel so big, so cute. You will go. You get it? It will go. What will remain is your spirit. And the good news and the bad news is that the spirit doesn't die. So if you go to hell, bad news. You are going to be in hell and burn. You will never ever finish. The same way, the good news is that you can also go to heaven. And when you go to heaven, you'll forever be happy. So you are a spirit. And when you die, we shall see you. You are not like some vapor. You know, those of you who have got these Ghostbusters and this type of films that they show, and this that you are going to catch a ghost and it's like some vapor moving and they use it, they capture it. And you don't know, so you'll be there, you hear some wind blowing the house. And you just deduce that your mother has visited you. You get it? Look, you are not sure in the realm of spirit. You will be you.
We are one, Kasa.
We shall see you.
Ne yebe hum.
We shall say, this is Frances.
Yebe hum say, we are Frances.
That's what the rich man said, that call the guy Lazarus.
Friend, Lazarus mommy.
And Abraham also saw him.
Ne Abraham su hum.
And they saw that guy too.
No, su hum. So,
you're real you.
And only one, Kasa.
Beloved, you see, I don't know how the devil has managed to do it. But Satan is a master deceiver. How can you make a house be more important than the person who lives in the house? It's like somebody who bought a bed but slept on the floor because the bed was too nice. You bought a bed. But you were so deceived that now you step on the bed. The bed was so nice. So every day you take the bed, you dress and you sleep on the floor. You see, and if you are laughing, that is how Satan has managed to make you. He has made you to think that your bed is important than you. Satan is a master deceiver. But the real as what Jesus told us is the truth. Look, if you die right now,
so who are next year?
When you see people are in accidents, the leg is lying somewhere.
So people accident, who said
the control over the body? So the spirit, your real you is your spirit. That is why your soul is important. And that's why Jesus also told us in the parable about rich man and Lazarus. So that's the first thing you should know.
Do
you see? That's the first thing you should know, that your spirit is the real you. Your inner man, the cryptos man, is the real you. Amen.
Amen.
Now, what is it? Number two. Because our main scripture is, what shall it profit a man? Number two, to gain the... How many of you have the books? Let me see. Lift out the books. Let me see. Here it's finished. Wow. Wow. Don't stop. Lift it up and let me see. That is wonderful. I thought the photographer would be here, but he's not here anyway. He's somewhere. Wonderful. Number two, to gain the whole world is to gain all the wealth, the money, the fame, the popularity. Everybody say popularity. I see you going to America one of these days. And when you go, you can't go and say popularity. They will say, pardon? So, but anyway, all the wealth, the money, the fame, the popularity, the acclaim and the honors this world can offer. That is what it means to gain the whole world. Hallelujah.
So,
you see, the world has a way of making you happy and making you important. And you can gain all all the wealth.
Now we
and we know people who have had money. But they had died.
Now
money couldn't save them. But they died. But to gain the world, even as I was saying,
so when you are singing, you know,
is to have everything.
And so when you be
have everything.
When you be
but, and you see, this scripture is not against having it. You see, what shall it profit a man if you should gain the whole world and lose your soul? That you can gain the world and say, gain your soul.
All that this scripture
is saying, how you can have the world and have your soul, which is very possible. Because me, I see a lot of rich people rising out of this church. I see famous people rising out of this church. Hey! Charlie, the cars you will drive. Charlie, clap for Jesus. I said, the cars you will drive. They can only say, Charlie, clap for Jesus.
Charlie, clap for
Jesus. They say, God is good. The houses you will build, the journeys you will be making,
and coming and going.
So we are not against any of these things. But we are saying that if you have all this and you lose your soul, what will you gain? In case Lady Diana didn't have Jesus,
and she has said Lady Diana not only Yeshua.
I don't know. But in case she didn't have Jesus,
and not only Yeshua.
And she died.
And who, yeah.
Too bad.
And yeah.
Even look at someone like Nelson Mandela. You can do good things.
Why any of my papa brave?
But in case you died without Jesus,
that's why I'm sure. So we are not only Yeshua.
The same thing. So you can be famous, and we have a lot of famous people.
I'm sure microphone nimo. Yeah, microphone. Every microphone nimo.
Famous people.
Microphone nimo.
Who died without God?
And who we are? Abraham who nimo Yeshu.
Yeah. There's a mighty symbol. How famous is that? How do you sing that song? Da 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 da. It's about some famous people. Lady person, I'm telling you, I've forgotten the words. How famous is the na 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 na. Sing it, sister.
Now praise we great and famous men, the Father's named in story.
Sing it again. Say the words first and sing it.
Now praise we great and famous men.
Mm-hmm.
The father's named in story.
The father's named in story. You see, now what?
Now praise we great and famous men. The father's named in story. And praise the Lord. Now, as then reveals in man his glory.
See, there were famous men whose names were written in the Bible. You see, they were famous and they still won their soul. Sing it again, let me see. You know, say the words and sing it. Ah, it's here.
Uh-huh. Now praise we great and famous men, the fathers named in story.
And now praise
we great and famous men, the fathers named.
You see, the fathers we named in the story, like Samson, like David, like Abraham, like this, like Andrew Kwabla, like Richard Kofi, like Abeku Ewodazi, like, you see, names famous. And may you become famous. When in 200 years to come, they are talking about famous people who lived and did things for Christ. May your name be mentioned. in the name of Jesus.
Oh, yes, indeed.
I like that song. I don't know why. Sing it again.
Now praise we great and famous men, the Father's named in story, and praise the Lord who now as then we.
Man his glory. May God reveal in you his glory.
Amen.
May God use you to reveal that he is the God who owns the heavens and the earth. May God reveal in you that he owns the silver and the gold. May that glory be revealed in you. When people were trying to make themselves famous, they said, go to, let us build a tower that can reach the heavens. And then we shall make a name for ourselves. We shall be famous. But God told Abraham, he said, look, live where you are. Go and win a soul. Go to church. Sing in the choir. Be obedient. Pay your tithe. And I will make your name great. I will make you famous. Today, what are the names of those people? Those who are building the tower. Who remembers? Nobody knows their name. But remember Father Abraham. May your name be remembered in Jesus' name. Thank you. So if you gain the whole world and the world, that's what it means. What shall it profit you? You will chop it here on earth. And you die and you are gone. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God can make you famous. God can make you great. God can make you wealthy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So don't gain the world and win your soul and lose your soul. But the devil is so crafty. He's so wise. He's always making us feel that, oh, this is not important. Number three. Your soul is important because Jesus said there was nothing valuable enough you could give in exchange for your soul. There was nothing valuable enough you could give in exchange for your soul. Wonderful. Matthew chapter 16 verse 26.
Matthew 16:26.
He says, for what shall it profit a man if you gain the whole world? And what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? What, you see, what can you give that can be equal to your soul?
A soul is a soul and it's
precious to God. What can you give? You know, you can give something in exchange, let's say, for your health, for your this, for your this, for your that. But for your soul, you cannot give anything for your soul.
For
and let me tell you, nothing in this world can compare to your soul. Some of you have been giving, you know what you have been exchanging your soul for? You have been exchanging it for mobile phones. I mean, you are giving your soul in exchange for iPhone 7. You are exchanging your soul for Atakambu, small car, how do you call that?
Kia Picanto.
Even some of you just for hair. And some of you for grades.
School grades into your tongue, your crap.
You want to get A, you want to get
A.
But so what is so valuable than your soul?
Then
that you are ready to say that, take my soul. What can you give?
Then I'll wait to me, Ama.
And these days, the devil is also wild after souls.
And
these days, the devil is advertising so many things on social media. You have friends. who have joined this Illuminati and all these satanic things. And introduce you, they said that every problem you have can be solved. Just WhatsApp this
number.
I know the number, but I won't put it here for the sake of the week. Just WhatsApp this number and all your problems will be solved. But then realize your soul is gone. What can a man give in exchange for his soul? Is it Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Because they knew the importance of the soul. They said that, look, you can kill this body. But as for the soul, I shall not exchange you for anything. So they said that even if God doesn't deliver us, even if we don't get children, even if I don't get a man to marry me, even if I don't have a smartphone, I would prefer to die without a smartphone and go to heaven. Than to have 14 smartphones and go to hell. Who are you going to dial in hell? Who? And you see, the things that the devil makes you exchange things for, like let's say car, like let's say this. God can give you better ones. You wait, 5th August come, you can see better guys.
And you
see women with all shades and colors in the church. You want the fat ones, you will get. Yes. You want slim, you will get. You want fair, you will get. Look, when God decides to make somebody beautiful, that is beauty. You see, but honestly, the devil has managed to let you think that in the church you can't have these things. And in Christ you can't have these things. It's rather in Christ.
Yes,
only he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Because everything Christ is given to you, he doesn't want you to lose your soul. Like somebody went for money. And they told him, don't bath.
Do
you get it? Don't bath. God to want you to get the money. But he says, seek first the kingdom of God. The person he says, don't bath. So he's riding a nice car in town. But he says, don't bath. So imagine you marry. And the wedding night, he says he likes especially the lollipop, and he doesn't bath. You will need surgical mask and oxygen mask for you to do that operation. No, it's true. He got born again, and he was saying it himself. They say don't bath. So the devil can give to you, but he will give you conditions. God, he's also give by saying, you, look, seek ye first. And what I like about that is that he said that for your heavenly Father knows that you have need. You know, need is different from want. Yeah. As for want, economists will tell you, human wants are many. But the resources to satisfy them are limited. So you draw a scale of preference.
Yes.
You do a scale of preference and the order of importance. When you do that, what you need comes first. You see, so wants and God said and needs are necessary for living.
Listen,
if you see a Mercedes Benz or a car,
Mercedes Benz and a car,
the carpet you put in the car,
that carpet near that car anymore.
That is a want.
I don't know. I want.
Without it, the car can still move.
Anyhow, a car bit me.
So sometimes when it comes to the port, they remove it, but you don't care. You can go and buy some and put in it. But the brain of the car.
So car na dwen no.
It's a need.
I know the
because without it, the car cannot move.
The brake.
Petrol. Or diesel.
Diesel.
It's a need. Do you get it? Without that, the car cannot move.
Say, niwa, car ni intimi nyejuma.
If Mercedes Benz can make a car and know that we need to build petrol stations so that the car can move.
Say Mercedes Benz air car no money say here petrol stations so they be buy my car na ejuma.
And God knows that you too you have needs in your life.
And
please, when God was talking about this, was talking about food, raiment, and clothing, and He didn't say it is want. He said you need. So as far as God is concerned, food is a need. Clothing. Look, God, if you want somebody who knows what things that are beautiful,
so
go and take a picture of the galaxies. See how beautiful the colors are. See the color of the rainbow. See, and you see that God wants beautiful things.
So
God doesn't have any problem if you make your mouth purple, your eye green, your hair blue.
So
God is a colorful God. He's a very colorful God. He doesn't have any problem at all. You have a problem.
How?
By letting the devil think that God doesn't like you to have this thing, want you to have this thing. They are needs. So God wants you to have it. But everything God gives you, His main thing is the soul. How it will affect your soul. That is why He will not just give to you.
Look,
God can make money by the time we go home. God can make you within 2 weeks become a millionaire.
2 weeks time, pen, obey millionaire.
Oh, it takes just a day to become a millionaire. Just a second. Just one client to come and see you. But then realize, oh man, you'll be a billionaire. But you see, God will consider that if I give Francis $4 billion now,
then so I'm the man or man $4 billion here.
What will happen to her?
Then a bear no.
Masha, you kill yourself.
And trying my cook.
God, yeah. So before God gives,
and son and Yankuponi be the mount,
He thinks about the effect of your soul.
Or dreams the idea ebe how.
Do you get it? Okay. So that where were you? Number three, is that
number
also?
Three.
So you are going to number four. Number four. Your soul is so important that God has appointed shepherds to guide your soul to heaven. Every preacher has been sent by God to shepherd and guide souls safely to green pastures.
That's
why you are in church. And God has given you pastors and shepherds after your soul. To watch over your soul. To guide you. You see, the most important person in your life should be your pastor. Who will teach you to save your soul?
Because
but many people, we don't know that. That is why to you, the most important person is somewhere else.
So
every pastor is to shepherd you.
I mean, a good pastor
is to shepherd you.
Yes,
a pastor God has given to you.
Or your soul,
if you shepherd your soul.
Or shall cross.
That's why when we come to church, everything we are doing is so that you will not die and go to hell. All the preaching, everything. Because one day God will call me and ask me.
As I said,
I gave you these souls. But I see them in the lake of fire. Why are they there? And what am I going to tell them?
Then
I will tell them, oh Lord, I told them how to become rich. I told them that heaven is on earth. Let's be happy and drink for tomorrow we die. I told them to no. I have to be able to tell the Lord, I told them that they can be rich. I told them that they can be famous. But in all they are getting, they should make sure that their soul is safe. That's what I have to be able to tell
God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why I was very happy when one lady after church came to me. She told me that, Bishop, this man has been on me. And the man says he can help me. And I I've always resisted, but just, you know, she came to say, just, I was going to say yes to him next week.
Next week,
but as I
my
came
penetration.
To church that, I mean, today, if you like.
Sorry, no.
I've changed my mind. I've changed my mind.
And
I'm talking about a beautiful girl.
She's, like
a, she's like a pencil. She's even looking at me laughing.
Make a crow or shaman or
say. He said, just next week, I was going to say,
okay, I'm ready.
Because a guy has been, and she needed money.
No, he ain't sick.
She has come and he came, Brother Philip, everybody tell you, oh, give it to God, he will do it for you. And this man says, I will do it for you.
Papa, no,
and the man has a wife.
No, sir, Papa, no,
but he said, you can help you.
No, sir,
and
boy,
she needed the help. She needed help. But as I came to church and you preached, I'm no longer going to tell her that I'll be again. Imagine she didn't come to church that day. Papa, no, Archie Joseph. Hey! She too, I was up, and I was so, when I hear such testimonies, I become so happy. Because some of the girls in the church, they are beautiful. I'm including you. Everybody is beautiful. And the man has wrapped her. The man had wrapped her. You know, she's an old member of the church. For an old member of the church to come and tell me that the man has wraps. You people, some men can rap. They can tell you things, eh? You now, you say, you even begin to say, oh God, that there's no God. But what is it? What is it? So the pastor is to show you, talk to you. Do you get it? That's why you have a pastor. That's why the church is a place for spiritual, it's a soul clinic. Spiritual things, not, you see, everything has its place. That's why God didn't say, and I will build my universities and the gates of hell shall not prevail.
No, he said,
I will build my church. Universities are there.
Universities,
psychologists and all those people to tell you all those things and financial analysts. But the church, we tell you that your soul. Because one lady, I know her. She had finished a school. She was going for a certificate. She had an accident on the way to the graduation.
What
shall it profit you? What have you gained? What have you gained? Number five. Everybody, you are reading from the book. Your soul is important because your soul can be lost. Again. And lose his own soul. Lose your soul. And we know what it means to lose your soul. That you'll be in hell.
You get it?
You'll be in hell. Matthew 10:28 says that, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul. But rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. When one of our ladies in church finished university, had first class, went to do her national service in a very good place.
Oh, baby, papa.
And the boss says that, look, I am the boss. I can employ you. And I'm sure with that will come with some SUVs and some nice things. And the thing even had to do with houses. The job had to do with houses. So the boss said, I can help you. I can help you. Only give me milk. So the lady was surprised. So she was going to bring ideal milk on the fridge for him. And the man said, no, this is what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about this ideal
milk.
So she thought there was carnation or something else. So she was going to the fridge to bring the carnation or something else. Then the man said, no, you don't understand. Then she pointed to her breasts. I want this milk. I want this milk. Hey! The woman has turned to become cow milk.
Cowbell.
Our milk. So she came to tell me that. So
me.
I said, so what did you do?
It may be saying, oh yeah, then.
I said, I didn't do anything.
I said,
look, he has the power to give you a job. I said,
I doesn't have a power for you.
And she didn't do it. And I saw this woman suffer. You know something? When you think that when you do something for God, no, God will be happy with you. And tomorrow,
he'll
give you first class ticket to go
that
to
time na
America. Kai, come and see suffering. She suffered. And I told her, I said, look, you will suffer for Christ.
But
still continue to serve God. And
she did.
No, oh yeah,
yeah.
And to me, she's one of the testimonies I'm waiting to happen. It has started happening, but I'm waiting to happen. Yeah. Because she's still young. That's why if any man come around and misbehave,
I become
like a lion.
Yeah.
Amen. So, people have power for your body, but not your soul.
They can kill
your body. But somebody has power over your soul.
So need to me or
and that is what makes it important. Number
what?
Number six. Your soul is important because it can be destroyed.
The same
Matthew chapter 10 verse 28. And fear not them who kill the body but not able to kill the soul. But rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body. Somebody can destroy your soul and your body. And that's God. A man can just destroy your body. He can only take your car away from you. But the rest is your soul. Only God. So fear God.
Number 7.
A soul is important because the soul can die. The soul that sinned, it shall die. When they say your soul is dead, remember Adam and Eve in the garden.
Kai Adam and Eve.
God said, the day you shall eat of this fruit, you will die. But they ate it, they were walking. What it means that when your soul is dead, means that your soul is without God. It's without God. That means it's dead. Are you understanding me? Wonderful. So you see how important your soul is. You can gain everything. And God is not angry with you. If only it is in context of making sure that your soul is saved. Is he not the same person who says that I wish above all that thou mayest prosper and be in health even as your soul.
Now,
God wants you to prosper. Who told you God doesn't want to prosper?
Hey,
I see some people swimming. May you have swimming pool in your house in the
name of God.
May you eat what you want to eat. Balanced diet. What's number 8? Your soul is important because it can go to hell. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this is where we all don't want to go. Is that not so? I don't know if you're... Who here wants to go to hell? How many of you want to go to heaven? But you see, you can't go to heaven with the load you are carrying. You have already sold your soul. You say you want to go to heaven. Be able to tell the person that, look, this is your money.
Catch a sunny pine says, I will see.
Take it. My soul is important to me than money.
Since SKI,
amen.
Amen.
Number 9. Your soul is important because it can be required from you at any time. No matter who you are, your soul will be required of you. You will leave your skeleton behind, but your soul will be required of you. No matter who you are, one day, you see the rich man who had everything. Luke 12:16, following. There was a rich man who had everything.
Says, can you know we be a...
And one day he said to himself that he has everything.
Okay, and say, oh, media me will be out.
He said, and I will say to my soul, so
that
has much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. And God said unto him, thou fool. Will God tell you that? This night thy soul shall be required of
thee.
Then listen, who shall those things be?
Now face any man was shot on a bear wind here.
Which thou hast provided.
A bear wind here.
Who shall those things be with
Sanyoman?
In your man watch a shot to one now.
A bear wind here.
What about top no?
The things that you have provided
tonight,
for yourself.
God is going to take your soul.
And Nigeria and Yankupon say make
who will take your car.
Now when the bed is our car,
when
the befa car.
Who will take your house?
When the befa fee.
Who take that thing? That's what God asked him.
He
said tonight. So God can ask you any time for your soul. You know, it's amazing that none of us think we can die today or tomorrow.
Hey.
One man, he caught his girlfriend.
Papa be on your girlfriend.
And then his wife was waiting for him. They were going to go for funeral.
Nani read if you're trying.
So let's make a quick one at the hotel.
So
they were doing it quickly. Just when he was reaching the Katapasakaya. Just when he was enjoying the climax of enjoyment. When he started, boom, boom. By the death spray, his soul was required of him.
Hey.
What are you going to tell God?
Then I go catching Yankupon.
I mean, you are gone. So those of you who said, oh, let me do it for the last time.
It's a man catch a man and say, oh, we're the last one.
You may never know when God will call you limited.
And
those of you who have not done it before, that somebody is putting pressure on you.
And I'm also among you, there will be the pressure too. So no.
Please still don't agree.
Mempene.
I know, and at that time, too, if you die, it will be paid anyway. Whatever. It will be very painful to die at that time. But anyway, the man died. Thou fool, tonight, the man that you have done, pastor said, you say you even come to church again. This. On your wedding night, there's a God said, thou fool, your soul be required of God. There was this rich man, the story. His last command, he said that when he is dying, when he dies, he wants to still reign. He was a ruler. So they should get somebody who will make his body stiff and let him sit at the table and open the book as if he's writing so that
he's still ruling.
And how many of you were you with me when we went to somebody's father's funeral that he was sitting and he was writing? Who went with me? You were there. You were also there. Oh, we went to funeral and said, you know, the pastor has to pray for the body before they put the body in the coffin. So they took us there. I was
I saw
the bed. But I didn't see anybody on the bed. Only for me to say the man was sitting down writing. That day, I thank God I wasn't alone. And so I rather would have gone and the man would have lived. I couldn't believe it. The man was sitting down and he was writing something. And he was writing something. I said, what? And this is what the man said he should do for him. So 200 years after, another person came ahead of this man. So he went and opened the door that the to the room that they buried this man. when he went, the man had rotten.
Okay, now Papa na procra.
You know when you are a skeleton, your bones cannot stand it too. Obe bubu. What do you do? You kula obe titi. Ana, I don't even know the fancy to use. Ebe bubu. Amukwa no ebubu. Na ne cheno. It was on the skull halfway, yes, like that. And the small finger was in the book. And you know the book they opened for him, the Bible.
Na book I be man no self no na e Bible.
And the page they have opened, what shall a man give in this?
Na sabe be be no e what shall a man give in
this?
Then nipa.
What a problem. Amen. Finally, number 10. Your soul can be saved by having faith in God. Your soul can be saved by having faith in the blood of Jesus. It's only the blood of Jesus that can save us.
Yes,
it's only the blood of Jesus that can save your soul.
Yes, that
can wash away your sins. It's only the blood of Jesus.
Yes,
and if you know your soul is important,
so
you better go to God. Your soul is you. Everything you have without your soul is nothing.
So
that is why all of us want to go to heaven. And for God so loved the world.
You
see, what he loved is your soul, you.
So that
you die and come to him. Beloved, today, as you have heard the word of God, those of us who are Christians, the devil is still battling for our souls. You see, Satan will never sleep till you die. This person I'm talking about, she has been in the church for more than, if I can remember, 15 years. Faithful. And yet, she almost gave up. The devil is always fighting for your soul. So I want to encourage you that your soul is important. That is why we are in church. Look, if it wasn't for our souls, all of us will do what you are doing. The Bible says that there are pleasures of sin. Sin has pleasure. So what will make you not follow the pleasures of sin?
It's
the fear of losing your soul. And that is what is the fear of God.
Amen.
You could do it. But remember, and that's what you always see. Guys who are born again, don't you sometimes feel like doing something bad? Don't you feel like sometimes feeling that, oh, your wife is not the only one, but there are other women? Don't you sometimes feel like if only you can do just one or two years? Well, I think I'm talking to angels in the church, but you identify what I'm saying, isn't
it? Above one, many of us are saying.
Yeah. Don't you tell you feel it?
And maybe more how you're starting, can
it's the devil. That feeling is for your soul.
Starting, can
ask for that pleasure. It will not change anything.
And it's not you.
Every hole is a hole.
Tokrobia you tokro.
There are no differences in holes. Only that the devil makes sure that this hole can be this.
Upon some to me dad man who feels this tokro we no.
And every stake is a stake. Look, there's stakes. All of them have the same length.
Yeah.
Only few differences. But what the devil wants is not that, you know, it's your soul. So let's keep our souls. I promise you that the devil will come, will make, you see, a Christian is not an absence of certain pleasures.
So, a Christian,
no. One day I was working with a certain beautiful lady. She was Christian.
Na me ni oba fefe fe binam. O ye Christian ni. Me no bisa me say.
So what do I do if I fail for sex?
I say me nya den say me nya tenka say me pese me ni oba manda.
Because sometimes I fail for sex.
E sense emre bi mo wa me nya sa tenka no. Me kondo.
Because you are a human being. You are a human being.
Me catch and say we nipa.
You'll be a dead person if you don't fail for sex.
Nka say we nya sa tenka na as we.
It's normal, it's natural.
Eh bi a nyankopon ankasa dia hye ho.
Do you get it? But what you need to do, like as you are sitting here, some of you women, I will ask you, what do you do if you want to give gas? You look at the next mass. You look at the next and say, what will you do if you want to give gas?
Sure,
there are some people here, they want to give gas. You never know.
Don't know
one, there are two things. You are not sure whether it will be the silencer.
When can someone get confused? Who just sound from an answer?
Or it will be the bazooka one. That's the number one. Number two,
ebeye dede anase enye dede.
You don't know whether to be the neutral one or the smelly one.
Anase mbon.
So what you do that you keep it.
It's always what it's about.
Self control. And some of you are controlling yourself. I'm sitting here right now.
Yeti ase ase bimu kwa tichiro moto amotiho.
When we close it, any man comes to disturb you.
Nase ye pompa na so be power kwemo.
Gentlemen, sometimes when the ladies I say excuse, give them room, so they just want to.
Mr. Musa, man, catch yourself. Excuse me, I'm more point.
When you propose around that, that's why they even insult you. The person is in a hurry to go and do so. You are now going to propose. You control yourself.
Yeah, watch your muscle.
It is the same gas in your stomach is the same sex you feel.
Sam from mano, it is said.
Control it. Amen.
Amen.
So the ladies, when you are dancing, they do it. But anyway,
it's
my mouth can say things. So,
hey,
they are sitting there cool. I see they don't do it. They have thing in their stomach, but if you close one, they go there. You think we don't know? We need to laugh. What I'm saying, laugh. Amen.
Amen.
So, God wants your soul. And as Christians, the devil still wants our soul.
Say here, Christopher, so I'm born some super
yakra. There are those who are not born again at all. You need to give your life to Jesus.
And someone found whom I Jesus.
So that when you die, you go to heaven. Look, this thing is very true. It's very, very true. Yes, let's do this soul thing. Let's do this heaven thing. I'm telling you, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. Nothing should let you give up. Nothing should let you give up. Amen. Are you going to consider your soul or your car that you drive? Your soul. Let's bow down our heads. Some of you, some man has given you money to set up a business. You know it's wrong. Look, you may be on your way to the business and something can happen to you. My only prayer here is that, Lord, no matter what, let no one here die in a mistake.
Be merciful.
But otherwise, it's a very dangerous thing. You must be able to get a person and say, please, you gave me money to start a business. You bought me a
car.
Now I found Jesus. What I'm doing is wrong, so I don't want to stop with you. I beg you, don't collect the business from me. But if you want to take it, you can take it. God can make you better than that one. Give you a better job. So think about all these things. Let's bow down our heads. Your soul is precious to God. Very, very, very important. Very, very important. Some of you should take a decision and say that, look, I'm going to turn my back on this that is threatening the survival of my soul.
Soul is a soul, and it's precious to God. He may be poor, he may be rich. A soul is a soul, and it's precious to God. He may be a little boy or a little girl. A soul is a soul, and it's precious to God. God is not willing that any should perish. He loves everyone, and so must we. Soul is a soul, and it's precious to God. Precious to God. A soul is a soul, and it's precious to God. God is not willing that any should perish. He loves everyone, and so must we. A soul is a soul, and it's precious to God. A soul is a soul, and it's precious to God. God is not willing that any should perish.
Yes, close your eyes and think of your soul.
Everyone, and so must we. A soul is a soul, and it's precious to God. God is not willing that any should perish. He loves everyone, and so must we. A soul is a soul, and it's precious to God.
You want to give your life to Jesus? Somebody invited you. Or you even brought somebody to church. And you want to give your life to Jesus. He was a pastor, pray for me. Either you are Nakazu or person to be born again. Or the person will come him or herself. But you want to give your life to Jesus. Somebody brought you to church. But you see the importance of your soul. You don't want to die and go to hell. Lift up your right hand. Let me pray for you. God bless 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 you. Lift it up high. Let me see. God bless you. God bless you. Close your eyes. Everybody close your eyes and lift your hand. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Now, if your hand is up, kindly stand to your feet and come to me. And those of you came with them, kindly come together with them quickly. If your hand is up, kindly stand to your feet and come to me. God bless you. Put your hands together for them as they come. If you brought them, stand behind them. Put your hands together for them. Put your hands together for these souls. Stand behind the soul you brought. If you are not, the one give your life. And I'm sure somebody will be clearing here for me. Please take your Bible, take your bag, take your everything and come for me. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Keep coming. Oh, I don't know why you stop clapping for them. You are thinking of your own self, isn't it? God bless you. 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 If you are giving your life to Jesus, be in front. If you are the one giving your life to Jesus, be in front. Please help them. Let's help them do the right thing. If you are the one giving your life to Jesus, are you the one giving your life to Jesus? What do you mean? Can I have somebody to help me, please, or some pastors to help me do what I'm doing? God bless you. God bless you. If you are coming to give your life to Jesus, be in front. If you are giving your life to Jesus, be in front. You brought your brother, isn't it? Great. 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 Powerful.
Powerful.
Powerful. Now, all these ones, they are giving their life to Jesus. I'll pray for you, and then you just, please make sure, if you have an empty seat, raise your hand so that those coming can come and sit there. Please see any hand and sit there. See any of the hands and sit there. God bless you. God bless you. Now, those of you here, I'm going to pray with you quickly, and then you will go and take your seats, and after that, we will see what the Lord will do. Father, thank you for all these ones in the name of Jesus. I want you to say this with me.
Say,
dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I thank you for today.
I thank you for today.
I believe.
I believe
that Jesus Christ.
That Jesus Christ
is the Son of God.
Is the Son of God.
He came to die.
He came to die
for my sins.
For my sins.
Open your mouth and say, He came to die.
He came to die
for my sins.
For my sins.
Today.
Today.
I accept Jesus.
I accept Jesus
as my Lord.
As my Lord
and my personal Savior.
And my personal Savior.
Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
Forgive me.
Forgive me
of all my sins.
Of all my sins.
Wash me.
Wash me
with your blood.
With your blood.
Today.
Today.
I say with my mouth.
With my mouth.
That Jesus is Lord.
Is Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
That from today,
I am yours,
and you are mine, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name,
amen.
Amen. Mr. Munka, we pray Monday. May Kasi Radhi Yesu. May that was it. So what, Jimmy? Papa, Eneri, me fa Yesu. Say me cry, Jenguan. Me sell for me burning in a chemi. For me burning amaye in a chemi. Natural me din. I won kwa humanim. Say the baya miwa. Anasa oba. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you for listening to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam. For copies of today's message or any other message by Bishop Sam, please contact us on 0277-533-108 or visit us at Loyalty House International, Abay, Dawenia. You can also send Bishop Sam an email at pastorishmael@yahoo.com. For prayer and counseling, you can contact us on 0277-533-108. You can also worship with us every Sunday in our powerful gathering service at 10 a.m. at the Loyalty House International, Abay, Dawenia. God bless you.